Introduction.
The human experience has always been about so much more than the physical body and the physical plane of being. But more often than not, that's something that is hidden from us. Not everyone is awoken to the spiritual plane of existence, and not everyone is aware of just how much we have yet to understand about the world. We think we know everything, and that either science or faith, or a combination of both, has given us all the answers. But we would be wrong to think that. What we don't know or do not grasp fully is that our existence in this state is limited, and so is our knowledge and understanding. The human body, the human mind, and the human soul are capable of so much more than meets the eye, literally. When people hear a discussion about auras, they tend to dismiss it as crazy talk, not taking the time to listen to what there is to be said. There is a lot of information based on very real evidence that suggests that we do indeed all pose an aura. The human aura, or the human energy fields, is what we refer to when we talk about the field of energy that exists around the human body and permeates it. And no matter how much you try to explain it away, it's there. It's even formally recognized by science. The real question here is, so what? So what if we have so-called auras, or energy fields? What does that say about us? And how does it affect us? Do they actually do anything? The answer would be yes. These energy fields are extremely relevant for a number of reasons, but more than anything else, they're important for your health. Why? Not only because this energy field can indicate exactly what is wrong with you and where, but because it can be instrumental in your healing. Chakra healing, Reiki healing or crystal healing are just a few of the methods that can be employed to treat someone with the help of their aura or energy field. Are you impressed? What about intrigued? If the answer to at least one of those questions was yes, then you're in luck, because this book is going to introduce you to all the concepts you need to know. It will help you learn about psychic development, human energy fields, and how exactly one can read and understand the human aura. There is so much more left to learn about our abilities beyond the physical plane, and that is what this book can teach you. Allow it to be your guide to exploring your natural abilities and learning about energy fields and how you can use them to your advantage, including by reading auras. All you have to do is read about it in this book and practice what you learn, and you too will be able to understand auras, their purpose, and their meaning. Good luck!